Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for our daily magazine show, As It Is, and other programs designed for English learners.
Hello again, and welcome to the program that helps you improve your American English skills. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. We come to you every day with interesting stories from around the world. We speak a little slower than normal, and we use words that are easy to understand. We also urge you to print the stories you are about to hear and save the audio as a podcast. That way you can go back again and again to practice. Today we will talk about a way to raise money over the Internet for special projects. Then we will visit a prison in the state of California where the men behind bars are being taught unusual but much-needed skills. As It is the name of the program, and we are coming to you from the Voice of America. Crowdfunding is a way to raise money from a large number of people over the Internet to support a project. Crowdfunding has become common in many Western countries. Kickstarter and Indiegogo are two crowdfunding websites. Such sites have helped launch Western-operated projects. Yet crowdfunding websites are almost unknown in Africa. Recently, the World Bank launched a program to help business owners in Kenya make use of crowdfunding. The bank's Kenya Climate Innovation Center provides crowdfunding mentorship programs for small companies. A World Bank study found crowdfunding could have a major effect in the developing world. But to raise money through websites, business owners need specific skills. Edward Mungai works at the Kenya Climate Innovation Center in Nairobi. He says business owners need to be well connected to both individuals and organizations. He says they also need to know how to show their ability to use the money they collect. Finally, he says they should show how their business would help society. Three businesses in the program have launched campaigns. One of them is Wanda Organic, an organic fertilizer business. Marion Moon started Wanda Organic 3 years ago. Like many small African entrepreneurs, Ms. Moon found it hard to finance her business. So Ms. Moon says she decided to try something unusual, online crowdfunding. She says banks would not finance her business in the early days. She had to depend on friends and family to keep her business going. In some ways, Ms. Moon says, crowdfunding is similar to the more traditional ways Kenyans raise money from their communities.
I think the word crowdfunding is new to people, but the idea or the principle of everybody putting in a little bit to help a project, I don't think that's new at all. So I think one of also the things maybe we could have done better is how we linked what people are used to this word crowdfunding.
Edward Mungai says getting local support for crowdfunding has not been easy. He says most of the money is still coming from Westerners and not from Kenya.
Unfortunately, the people who are being reached, they cannot be able to contribute because there is no infrastructure to contribute.
He adds that most Kenyans do not have credit cards. Marion Moon notes that those who do have credit cards are worried about online security. Her Wanda Organic is halfway through its campaign. The company has only raised around 6% of its $45,000 goal. She has 1 month left to raise enough money to build storage centers for her fertilizer. The campaign has been slow, she says, but she has not lost hope.
You are listening to VOA, the Voice of America. Prisoners in California are learning how to write programs for computers, an activity known as computer coding.
It is a skill that many employers are seeking in new workers. Christopher Cruz tells us all about it.
Computer coding is now being taught at San Quentin State Prison, just north of San Francisco. The class began last year. It is believed to be one of the first such classes in an American prison.
Okay, so, starting with a simple web page, just an HTML.
18 prisoners are listening closely to their teacher. He is speaking to them on a video conference system. Gary Valentino Hollis is learning to build a web page with the computer programs JavaScript, HTML, and CSS.
Bingo. Here we go. And then we push Control Save, and it should come back refreshed.
Mr. Hollis was found guilty of attempted murder in the 1990s. He has been in prison for 20 years. Soon after he completes the coding class in April, he will be released from San Quentin.
Oh, my God. This is truly an honor and a blessing to be in this type of setting, especially here in prison. This is a million-dollar dream because it gives a lot of men hope, such as myself. Getting out in about 108 days, but who's counting? Getting out, I know I have a skill now that I can market to provide the means for my family and to be a productive citizen than I was 20-some years ago. You know, everyone deserves a new chance. So this is my new chance, my new way of life.
The class was the idea of a nonprofit group called The Last Mile. Chris Redlitz and Beverly Parenti set up the group. Both have worked in the high-tech industry. On his first visit to San Quentin, Chris Redlitz wanted to find a way to teach prisoners skills that would help them get a job after they were released. At first, Beverly Parenti was not supportive.
And my first reaction was, are you kidding me? And that's not actually what I said, but I don't think I'll say that on the radio. And then I actually went in and met some of the men and talked to them and learned their stories and saw their passion and enthusiasm and intelligence. And I quickly agreed that I would help Chris launch The Last Mile inside San Quentin, which was not an easy task, but we were determined, and we didn't take no for an answer. We took no as a kind of a way to work harder. And so we basically had a startup of our own inside San Quentin, and that's the beginning of The Last Mile.
The first problem was no internet connection. Prisons in the United States do not let prisoners use the internet. So Mr. Redlitz and a computer coding school called Hack Reactor developed a program that does not require connectivity. Hack Reactor provides volunteers to train the prisoners. They provide training on a video system from outside the prison. There was another problem. When the program began, half of the students had never used a computer. Gary Valentino Hollis said learning computer programming was like learning a foreign language.
I mean, I don't even know how to turn on a telephone. I don't even have a clue what an app is or how to turn it on. There's times I feel very, very frustrated. But the give up part is not in the blood. There's not one guy in here that has that on their mind of giving up. We all work as a team. The thing is, see on the wall up here, again, it says believe in the process, and that's what it's about. Believing in the process, and that's keep working, and eventually clicks.
The class lasts for 6 months. Prisoners study for 10 hours a day, 4 days a week. If students miss class or behave poorly, they are immediately removed from the class. Chris Redlitz says he believes the class will help the prisoners when they are released.
You know, the opportunities are huge, especially in this industry. You know, if you can write great code, people really don't care much about your background. Just write great code and you've got a job.
When the prisoners complete the course and are released from prison, there is a good chance they will not return. That is because they will be able to find a job that pays well. Chris Redlitz and Beverly Parenti hope to expand the Last Mile training program to other prisons in the western United States. I'm Christopher Cruz.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to come back tomorrow for another class in Learning English from the Voice of America.
Coming up, more programs designed for English learners. You can read and listen to our reports and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
From VOA Learning English, this is the Health and Lifestyle Report. More than 6 million people around the world suffer from Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease makes patients shake and their muscles difficult to move. The disease is incurable and only gets worse over time. Current treatments for Parkinson's are medicine and surgery. But lately, many doctors and patients have become interested in a treatment that is simple, does not cost much, and seems to be very effective. That treatment is exercise. What you hear are 20 senior citizens exercising. The instructor watching them closely is a 75-year-old man named Gary Sobel. When he was younger, Mr. Sobel was an athlete. In his early 60s, he was still running in long races. But in 2008, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The condition became severe. He could not get out of bed without help. He could not walk easily. He could not drive a car. Doctors told Mr. Sobel the best way to avoid accidents and injury was to avoid exercise. So Mr. Sobel stopped exercising. He also avoided medications because he was scared of the side effects, the bad things they might cause. Then one day, his hands were shaking so much he could not sign his name to pay a bill. After this happened, Mr. Sobel started to take low doses of Parkinson's medicine to reduce the shaking. Once the shaking lessened, he started squeezing water from wet towels to strengthen his hands. That simple exercise worked. Mr. Sobel decided to build on his success. He moved on to exercises to strengthen his legs. Then he decided he wanted to help others. So he trained to be an instructor. Mr. Sobel has been teaching exercise classes for 3 years. In that time, he has helped thousands of people with Parkinson's. The medical community noticed the success stories of Mr. Sobel and other Parkinson's patients who exercised. Dr. Heather Ean is a doctor at the University of Colorado. Ms. Ean says new research about Parkinson's is making doctors change their advice to patients. Now, doctors are telling people with Parkinson's to exercise longer, more often, and at higher intensity. She says exercise may help people remain more active for longer. Back in class, Mr. Sobel says the classes have also helped him fight this degenerative disease, a disease that gets worse over time.
This is a degenerative disease that can get nasty. But I'm winning the battle right now. And I don't know how long I can continue to win the battle, but I'll do what I can.
As part of doing what he can, Mr. Sobel has trained over 100 instructors throughout the United States. I'm Anna Mateo.